Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. In Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches, we are returning to our discussion of Truma. And we know that we are commanded to protect Truma from becoming Tamei. And our Mishnah asks the question of, to what degree does this obligation apply to Truma that is already Safek Tamei? So maybe it's Tamei, maybe it's not Tamei. So do the rules of protecting it from becoming Tamei still apply? Chavesh shel Truma, shenolad bas Safek Tuma. So we have a barrel of Truma wine, let's say, and we now have a question has arisen as to whether perhaps it became Tamei. So for example, we know, we have two barrels, and we know that a dead sheretz touched one of them, but we don't know which one. So now I'm looking at a barrel, and I don't know which one is tamei. So when I look at each individual barrel, maybe it's tamei. So now I have one of these barrels of a safik tuma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im haysa munach zemakom turpa, yanichena b'makom amutzna, v'im haysa megula yichasena. Rabbi Eliezer holds that we are obligated to protect Truma from becoming Tameh. Even if it is already Safek Tuma, we are required to protect it from becoming definitely Tameh. And therefore, if it is in a Turpa means exposed, if it is an exposed place, someplace where it's likely to become Tameh or more likely to become Tameh, you should move it to a more protected place, a more private place where it is less likely to become Tameh. V'im haysa megula yichasena, and if it was uncovered, so you should cover it to protect it from the snakes, right? Because if you leave it uncovered, then it will have to be poured out. So therefore, you should make sure to protect this as much as possible so that it should not become Tmei Avadai. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Im haysa munach zu makom mutzna, yanichena b'makom turpa, v'im haysa mechusa yigalena. Rabbi Yeshua says the exact opposite. He says, since this is Safek Tomei, now, Safek Truma that is Safek Tamei is a problem because you can't get rid of it because maybe it's not Tamei. But keeping it around poses a potential risk because you're going to have food in the house that you might eat, right? And so, therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says this is a problem to have this Safek Tumah around. There is no chiyuv to protect it, and therefore, you should take active steps to set it up to become Tamei Vadei, and then you can get rid of it. So you should, if it is in a private area, put it out in the public. Put it out in some place that is exposed, where somebody's going to bump into it and make a tamei. And then, you know, a zav will walk into it, or dead sheretz will fall on it, or something, and it will become tamei. And then, easy peasy, you can get rid of it, burn it, because then it's vade tamei. Right now, it's a problem. So therefore, if it is in a private place, take it out to an exposed area. If it is covered, uncover it, then it will become snake wine and you can pour it out. Now, even Rabbi Yehoshua agrees that you can't be Metamei B'Yadayim, right? You can't take a sheretz and put it on it. You can't find somebody who's Tamei and say, here, touch this wine. That for sure you can't do, even Rabbi Yehoshua says. But you can and should set it up to become Tamei on its own. Rabbi Gamliel is a third opinion, and he kind of takes the middle road. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Al Yichadesh Badavar. Rabbi Gamliel says, don't make any changes to it. If it's private, leave it private. If it's public, if it's exposed, leave it exposed. Whatever status it's in now, do not increase or decrease the likelihood of it becoming Tamei. You are not obligated to protect it, as Rabbi Eliezer would say, but you are also not allowed to take steps to allow it to become Tameh, as Rabbi Yehoshua would say. So Rabbi Gamliel kind of takes that middle road, and it is Rabbi Gamliel who the halacha follows.